As Surrey's Heritage Railway enjoys a busy start to its 2025 summer season, Alan O'Bear says two issues are top of mind. Members of the Fraser Valley Heritage Rail Society, FVHRS, are busy planning 25th anniversary celebrations to take place in 2026. The historic rail line first opened in 2001 and O'Bear said the milestone is very significant for them. And he said members of the All-Volunteer Society are also moving ahead with plans to expand the Heritage Railway to Newton. Currently, the train only runs from Cloverdale Station to Sullivan Station. O'Bear told the Cloverdale Reporter that while the wheels are starting to spin on plans for the Newton expansion project, the 25th anniversary celebrations, which will coincide with the opening of a new spur to Sullivan Station, are the main focus for this year. The priority is Sullivan in 2026, noted O'Bear, FVHRS secretary. Newton expansion has been aspirational for a long while. We are developing a strategy to turn aspiration into reality. O'Bear said the goal of the volunteers at FVHRS is to have the new spur at Sullivan ready to go for mid-2026 so passengers can both board for travel to Cloverdale and disembark at Sullivan. Pending the construction of a new rail spur there that we are working on, that when completed will take the interurban right up to the Sullivan Station platform, this project along with renovations to the Sullivan Station are planned as part of our 25th anniversary celebration taking place during 2026. As for the Newton expansion, O'Bear said it's impossible to determine a timeline at this point, but he does expect it to be within a decade. He said there are several obstacles, including figuring out a new power supply for the BC Electrics, building a new Newton station, and getting track upgrades installed between Sullivan Park and Newton. One challenge will be to develop a new, more powerful generator to power the interurbans, explained O'Bear. The track between Sullivan and Newton has a grade requiring more power than we have currently. The most notable obstacle is the need to upgrade power generation for the rail cars. The BC Electric interurbans currently use Cummins diesel-electric generators. Those generators were top-of-the-line models when the FVHRS first opened their gates 24 years ago. We have been watching the evolution of hydrogen technology for several years, which would be most attractive as a power source, O'Bear noted. The type of unit we require is still under development and final testing by Cummins. He said the new tech FVHRS has been keeping their eye on features, internal combustion hydrogen generator, units. My best estimate to arrive in Newton is 5 to 8 years, unless something significant happens to surprise us, he added. It's always good to keep the options open. As for Newton, O'Bear said a new station will need to be built there. The original Newton station was very humble, basically a small shelter, O'Bear explained. The BC Electric stations are located on the railway right-of-way for easy access to the track. O'Bear said he had no idea at this time where exactly a newly built Newton station would sit. Depending upon how the redevelopment of the Newton Town Center unfolds, the integration and connection with the historic interurban railway could be a significant tourist feature, he added. Time will tell. O'Bear said integral to going to Newton will be adding a fourth and final interurban rail car to their cavalcade of carriages. The BCER 1207 is ready to be restored to operational condition. The project is set to take 4 to 5 years at a cost of $750,000. Music Fest. The historic rail line in the heart of Cloverdale has enjoyed sold-out events every weekend so far in 2025. Next up, the FVHRS will kick off its Summer Music Fest June 28 at Cloverdale Station. The popular two-month Cloverdale Station Summer Music Festival will showcase different artists every Saturday and Sunday until the end of the season. The festival is free and visitors do not need a ticket to come hang out on the platform and listen to the artists play and sing. FVHRS operates the railway out of Cloverdale Station and the restoration car barn at HWY 10 and 176 A Street, in Surrey, which they now call the Cloverdale Heritage Railway Campus. For more information, or to get tickets for 2025, visit fvhrs.org.